Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined us today. We hope you'll enjoy the broadcast and that you'll join the choir as they start the broadcast now under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods.
Singing, and I want to say thank you to the Bible Clubbers who've been faithfully writing, some who send requests for our literature and stories, and some who just write to let me know that they're listening.
We'd like to hear from you, too. By snail mail, write Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, or write by email to Aunt Carolyn at childrensbibleclub.com. That's Aunt Carolyn at childrensbibleclub.com. And did you know that you can hear the Children's Bible Club broadcast throughout the week on the Internet? Yes, open our website, childrensbibleclub.com. When that comes up, click on CBC Radio Program Listing. Then click on the title of the story you would like to hear. It's just that easy. You can listen by yourself, or when you have friends over, you can listen together. Let the Children's Bible Club be your companion at your beck and call. If you have any phone, tablet, pad, or device that has internet access, you can pull up the website and carry the CBC with you all the time. Great!
Jesus is a great creator, maker of the stars.
Some of our Bible clubbers have a green thumb. Maybe they like to help Dad in the garden, or maybe they like to help Mother in the flower beds. And so maybe Bible clubbers would like to hear about Amy and her flowers. Papa declared Amy inherited his love for flowers from his mother, and Mama insisted that the interest came from spending so much time with her in the garden and in the flowers in the big yard of their farm home. But everybody agreed that God had put the love of his beautiful creation in Amy's heart. They hoped Amy would let God make her heart as pure as the lilies of the valley and give her a backbone as strong as the cottonwoods in the pasture, a sense of humor as gay as a strawberry blossom, the graciousness of the spring iris down the driveway, and the character of the prairie sage. Amy fairly laughed out loud in the mornings when she played near the pansy beds. Ah, they teased with their bright little pixie faces so that Amy just couldn't resist them. She teased them right back and gave each one its own name for the day as she gingerly touched their velvety purple, blue, and yellow petals. Tiny little things they were. The largest bouquet she could pick would fit in a teacup. But oh, how bright that bouquet would be. Why, it was enough to make even ailing Aunt Margaret smile. The pansies all but talked out loud to tell Amy that she didn't have to be big to be a blessing. With the Lord Jesus Christ in her heart, his light and his joy could shine through her life and bring pleasure and blessings to others. Yes, in the Lord Jesus Christ is abundant life. And then there was Mother's flocks, inside the fence and out. Purples, reds, whites, and pinks. Bless 'em, once you got 'em started, Mama said you couldn't stamp them out. Sturdy little plants they were, but an endless delight to Amy. Why, she never tired of searching through them. Sooner or later, she thought, she'd surely find one without a star. But she hadn't yet. It was amazing. Every little one had unfolded its bloom and had a perfect star bright as day. God never missed a one. How perfectly he made things, even down to the details of every little blossom. He never forgot. How wonderful it was to be his child through faith in Christ Jesus, and know that he never changes. Amy thought, if he cares so much for each little flower that blooms and then will fade, surely he would care for those who trust him. And she remembered the verse, "The eternal God is thy refuge." Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Maybe she shouldn't have felt that way. But Amy didn't have much use for morning glories. They had run like wildfire along the fence row and bloom in the morning with grand pronouncements of great deeds until the sun got hot. When the morning was gone, so was the glory. They seemed like some people. When the work wore on long and steady, hot and heavy, and faithfulness required selflessness, and keeping on even through hardness, the morning glories seemed to silently fold up their petals and flee away. Like Demas, they were gone, loving comfort, ease, and pleasure more than the Lord and his work. Amy surely didn't want to be that kind of a Christian. She didn't want to be a 4 o'clock either. She thought they were pretty nervy to blossom forth in the late afternoon alongside the other flowers that had stood straight and tall through the heat of the day and through the wind. Some Christians were like that. They'd let somebody else do the tough jobs and just come in at the end. They'd get in on the finishing touches and stand all aglow as if they'd been faithful through the whole task. Worse than that, some people seemed to want to wait until life was nearly over and then come to Christ with what was left. Not Amy. She wanted her whole life to be given to the Lord to do His will. Now, Clover, whether along the road or in the field, Amy had to admire Clover. The dark green of its rich and red of its flowers made the patch of field a lush carpet, made her want to run and play. And oh, the sweetness of the smell in the evening. Beside that, Clover made dandy feed for the cattle, and it was a haven for the little busy bees collecting portions for their store of honey. What's more, everywhere Clover grew made the ground richer and more productive. Amy only knew that Clover put food and strength into the soil and enriched the land. What a privilege it would be to be that kind of a Christian, one who'd be a source of strength and encouragement and challenge and blessing to other people, one who wouldn't sap and drain strength, but would build up God's work and be an encourager. Oh, that was the kind of Christian Amy wanted to be. She wanted to give her life to the Lord while she was young and have it used faithfully for Him all her life. Now, won't you be the same kind of Christian, boys and girls? Give your life to Jesus and be faithful to Him. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.